This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hoop day. And praise God, the week's over, halfway over. Because we probably had a tough one today. So right off the bat, we're going to discuss this birthright citizenship Supreme Court thing. In case you're wanting a more in-depth legal analysis of it, I have Bill Jacobson coming up 30 minutes from now to break down kind of a legal thing. Bill will break that down for us. All right? I'll get to that in a moment. Here's what else we have. We do have good things happening, some good things happening in the corporate world. Good thing happened with Trump's executive orders. Terrible things are happening in the media. Bill Gates is still a monster. We'll get to emails. So many things on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. So let's dig into this right here. I've told you many times before, and I'll say it again and again and again and again and again. Saving a country is a process, not an event. Losing a country is a process, not an event. It is never one election, one court ruling, that is not how it works. We can be fooled into thinking that's how it works because we get caught up in these things. And because we look back at things, historical things, and it seems like it was an event. You know, the Roman Republic fell when they stabbed Caesar. The Roman Republic fell 100 years before then. That was just kind of one of the final, that was the coup de grace, if you will. Saving a country is a process, not an event. We will not lose the United States of America if we get wiped out in the midterms. We won't lose the United States of America if we lose the presidential election in 2028. There's 1,000 battles to fight. 1,000 battles to fight because it's a big war. But with any big war, we have to understand that some battles are more important than other battles. Some battles are a little river crossing. You want to cross the river? You got slaughtered trying to cross the river? Not ideal, but you'll cross it some other place. You'll gather. Then there are some battles that really, really, really matter. And if you lose those battles, it's not that you can't win the war, but it makes winning the war significantly more difficult. Which brings me to today. I got so many emails. Jesse, my wife and I can't make heads or tails of the arguments presented to the Supreme Court or which way it appears the Supreme Court is leaning in the matter of birthright citizenship. Can you help us out? All right, so let me explain. First, the 14th Amendment. Why do we have it? Well, this is part of what drives me crazy about even having an argument about birthright citizenship. Everyone knows why we have the 14th Amendment. Every single person knows. It is not a mystery. The left knows, the right knows, the middle knows, the judges knows, the lawyers know. It's not a mystery, and it was never meant to be a mystery because the entire argument was written down. The justifications for it were written down. The 14th Amendment was about freed slaves. We had a country where we had slavery for a time. Eventually, slavery ended. Black people before that time, slaves, I should say, before that time, because there were black people. Well, it doesn't matter. Black people before that time were not considered to be full citizens, full humans. They had these weird rules. It was awful. So we wanted to lay down a marker and make it clear as day. We no longer have slavery, and you are a full American citizen with all the rights that come with that. It was about freed slaves. It always was about freed slaves. And what I just said drives me crazy because everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. Trump talked about it today.
If you look at the original birthright citizenship papers, they all happened right after the Civil War. The reason was it had to do with the babies of slaves. And hopefully it's going to say, because our country is being scammed. We're getting all of these people. They're selling the rights to them. People are making a living, a big living, getting hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars from bringing people in and saying, congratulations, your whole family is going to be a citizen of the United States of America. That's not what it was for.
And what drives me up the wall is everyone knows that every word Donald Trump just said there is true. Everyone, it seems, has chosen to lie about this. It's not a mystery why the communists lie about this. As we discuss all the time on the show, the communists understand that disloyal foreigners who hold no love of the United States of America, they are Democrat voters in waiting. You bring them here. Let them have as many babies as humanly possible. Give them all American citizenship. And if you're a Democrat, demographics truly are destiny. You cannot lose. Zohran Mamdani is the mayor of our biggest, most powerful city, New York City, and American-born New Yorkers. These are lefties, Democrats. American-born New Yorkers rejected him outright to the tune of 60%. No. Yet he's still the mayor. Why? Because foreigners voted for him. This is a man who is an open communist, doesn't even hide that he's an open communist. Foreigners love it. With the mass importation of foreigners, we cannot win. With the mass deportation of foreigners, we cannot lose. And everybody knows this. Republicans know this. Democrats know this. Lawyers know this. Judges know this. Everyone knows it. And everyone knows something else. Birthright citizenship has been abused by foreign countries for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. They just cross the border. They'll sneak across the border. A woman who's about to pop, she's about to have her baby, will slip across the border in the middle of the night and run up to border patrol and say, hola! ¿Cómo estás?
Buenas tardes.
And they have to take her to an American hospital where she will have her baby, and that baby is an American citizen immediately. Birth certificate, social security number, all the rights that you have as a citizen. China, and we'll get to this in a few moments, China has companies to the tune of like 500 of them set up, and their whole thing is, we will get you, Chinese citizen, to America to have your baby. Once you have it, you come back home with the baby. We will lovingly nurture this Chinese baby in all the wonders of communism, but that Chinese baby has a social security number just like you do, has a birth certificate just like you do, and whenever that Chinese baby chooses, or to put it more bluntly, whenever the Chi-Coms tell that Chinese baby to do so, that Chinese baby will hop on a plane as an American citizen and fly right back to the United States of America and take your job and nullify your vote, take your child's position at a university. This is happening, and what drives me crazy, you're going to hear me say this 1,000 times tonight, is everybody knows. It's not like I'm the only one who knows. It's not like I just informed you of anything you didn't already know. Everybody knows. Foreigners from across the globe pillage this country and achieve American citizenship by a blatant and obvious violation of the 14th Amendment. And everybody knows. Everyone. The left knows, the middle knows, the right knows. Judges know, lawyers know, everyone knows. And yet, it is permitted. This ridiculousness is permitted. So Trump correctly challenged this, stood up and said, this is wrong. You can't do this anymore. They're stealing from this country. They're stealing from our citizens. You can't do this anymore. To his credit, Donald Trump chose to dig into this fight and got it all the way in front of the Supreme Court. And to be clear, before we play a couple things here, everybody knows on the Supreme Court too. The left knows. The right knows. Ketanji Brown Jackson knows. Clarence Thomas knows. Amy Coney Barrett knows. John Roberts knows. Elena Kagan knows. They all know. So how'd it go today? I'll tell you in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. We got Bill Jacobson coming up about 10 minutes from now to discuss the legal things around this Supreme Court argument today. But 1,000 battles will be fought to save the United States of America or lose it. And some battles are more important than others, as I said. Taking away birthright citizenship is really, really, really important. Now, to do that, we know where Ketanji Brown Jackson's going to vote. We got all that. I'll play you some of her in a moment. But we need people like the Chief Justice, John Roberts. We need him to vote with us. Here's how that went today.
That based on Chinese media reports, there are 500...
This is not John Roberts. This is the guy arguing for our side.
That based on Chinese media reports, there are 500 birth tourism companies in the People's Republic of China whose business is to bring people here to give birth and return to that nation.
Having said all that, you do agree that that has no impact on the legal analysis before us?
I think it's, I'd quote what Justice Scalia said in his Hamdan dissent, where their interpretation has these implications that could not possibly have been approved by the 19th century framers of this amendment. I think that shows that they've made a mess, their interpretation has made a mess of the provision.
Well, it certainly wasn't a problem in the 19th century.
No, but of course, we're in a new world now, as Justice Alito pointed out, where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same Constitution.
It's the same Constitution. But doesn't he know what the 14th Amendment was about? He knows. He's lying. He's lying right to your face. Is he dumb? He's not dumb. He's a liar. I know we all think she's an idiot, and she is an idiot, but Ketanji Brown Jackson knows too. And these are the cockamamie arguments she tries to use against it, but keep in mind, she knows.
How does this work? Are you suggesting that when a baby is born, people have to have documents, present documents? Is this happening in the delivery room? How are we determining when or whether a newborn child is a citizen of the United States under your rule?
What SSA says is there's currently a system where, for example, social security numbers are generated based on the birth certificate. They say this can still be, for the vast majority of instances, completely transparent. You will still get a...
transparent. I'm just talking about the particulars, because now you say your rule turns on whether the person intended to stay in the United States. And I think Justice Barrett brought this up. So are we bringing pregnant women in for depositions? What are we doing to figure this out?
She knows. Is she dumb? Yeah, but she knows. You wouldn't have to come up with arguments like this if you didn't know.
You obviously have permanent allegiance based on being born in whatever country you're from. That's what everybody recognizes. But you also have local allegiance when you are on the soil of this other sovereign. And I was thinking, I'm a U.S. citizen and visiting Japan. And what it means is that, you know, if I steal someone's wallet in Japan, the Japanese authorities can arrest me and prosecute me. It's allegiance, meaning can they control you as a matter of law? I can also rely on them if my wallet is stolen to, you know, under Japanese law, go and prosecute the person who has stolen it. So there's this relationship based on, even though I'm a temporary traveler, I'm just on vacation in Japan, I'm still locally owing allegiance in that sense.
Confused? Oh, of course you are. So am I. Didn't make sense, did it? What's she, Japan? Stealing a wallet? What's she talking about? That's not really important. The truth is that Ketanji Brown Jackson knows what the 14th Amendment is about. But Ketanji Brown Jackson is a committed communist. She was put on the Supreme Court by communists. She was put there to defend the communist revolution every chance she gets. She knows the truth. You could sit there, you could sit her down in a room, you could read her the 14th Amendment, you could read her all the things the people who wrote the 14th Amendment said about the 14th Amendment. You could put it in plain English that even Ketanji Brown Jackson understands, and you would still in the end be frustrated because she would act like she doesn't get it. But I'm confused. If I was in Japan and someone stole my wallet, and you'd be looking at her as if this person is dumb or not real, but she knows. All nine justices know. Democrats know, Republicans know. Everyone knows this is wrong. This is a violation of the 14th Amendment. And it sounds like we are completely screwed. And I am not going to sugarcoat it for you. If they do rule against us, this is one of those really, really important battles that we really had to win. If we are screwed. Now, I don't know that. I know from what I heard, I know it sure sounded like we were in some trouble. But Bill Jacobson's great on this stuff. He's so good. Cornell Law, Bill Jacobson's been doing this stuff for a very long time. He listened to every single freaking word of this today. I don't know what he's going to say, by the way. I have not talked to Bill. Chris booked him. I asked Chris to book him. I'm going to talk to him for the first time in front of you in a moment, and we'll see what Bill heard. I don't know whether he's going to make you feel better or make you feel worse, but it'll be the truth. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, or a completely disastrous Wednesday. We're going to set aside that terrible song that Chris just played. That can only mean that Bill made the mistake of not choosing a song. You know the rules on the show. If they don't choose, we get the worst song we can find on short notice. Well done on that one, Chris. But we need his expertise to either pick me up or just slam me into the ground right now. My friend, founder of Legal Insurrection, Cornell Law, Bill Jacobson. Bill, we'll set the music aside because you know how passionate I am about birthright citizenship. How'd we do today?
I think it's a jump ball. I really do. I think a lot of people thought it would be very clear. I thought perhaps we'd get some clarity. I think it's probably leaning in terms of keeping birthright citizenship, but just leaning. All of the justices, other than the two predictable ones, Sotomayor and Jackson Brown, Brown Jackson, were clearly, you know, this is ridiculous. Of course, there's birthright citizenship, blah, blah, blah. But the others, even Kagan, nobody really let on how they were thinking. They asked questions. I think the big takeaway from this is all those people who for months and months have been telling us this is frivolous, this is abusive, this should never have gone to the Supreme Court, there's no real argument here. I think that was disabused today. I think this one they're really struggling with because we're dealing with a constitutional provision that's vague as many of them are, and we're dealing, you know, with a hot button political issue. So I don't know which way this is going to go, and I don't think any responsible observer can say they have a way. And you know, I've been on your show many times. Sometimes I'll come on and I'll say, hey, you know, this clearly is going one direction or another. I don't think you can say that today.
Oh, praise God. I was so worried that you were just going to kick me in the teeth. Because I'll tell you what, I'll play this. I know you've heard it. I know you probably heard it live. John Roberts, Chief Justice. This was him. It's a little long. Sorry, Bill, but I got to play it again.
Based on Chinese media reports, there are 500 birth tourism companies in the People's Republic of China whose business is to bring people here to give birth and return to that nation.
Having said all that, you do agree that that has no impact on the legal analysis before us?
I think it's, I'd quote what Justice Scalia said in his Hamdan dissent, where they had, where it, like their interpretation has these implications that could not possibly have been approved by the 19th century framers of this amendment. I think that shows that they made a mess, their interpretation has made a mess of the provision.
Well, it certainly wasn't a problem in the 19th century.
No, but of course, we're in a new world now, as Justice Alito pointed out, to where 8 billion people are one plane ride away from having a child who's a U.S. citizen.
Well, it's a new world. It's the same Constitution.
Bill, can you please explain that to me? The Constitution, everybody knows what the 14th Amendment is about. Justice Roberts knows, that moron Ketanji Brown Jackson knows, my newspaper man knows, everybody knows. Why do we have to act like it's confusing?
Well, because I think it is confusing as to what it means. I mean, it says the words that they're arguing over is all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. And people want to ignore that middle clause. But what does it mean? And that's what most of the argument was today. What is this limitation? Unlike what you'll hear in the media and elsewhere, merely being born here under the 14th Amendment wording is not enough, because you have words there, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does that mean? And that's what the argument was today. What does that mean? So it is confusing because it's not a clearly drawn provision.
Okay. Did they screw up when they drew it?
Well, I don't know that they did. I just think, you know, times change. And during the oral argument, it came up a lot. Like in the Second Amendment context, the Second Amendment protects the right to bear arms. But the arms we have now, the weapons we have now, didn't exist at the time. But the provision still applies to it. And that's what a lot of the argument was. Okay, this doesn't really, by its terms, apply to this, you know, tourism thing that's going on and the illegal immigration. At the time of the 14th Amendment, you didn't have the immigration system you have now. So there really wasn't the same concept of illegal immigration, but it's a provision which you still apply moving forward. Looking forward, just like you do in the Second Amendment. And just because your pistol didn't exist, you know, in the late 1700s, doesn't mean you don't have a right to carry it or to bear it. And so that's what I think this argument is about. And so when Roberts made that comment, and that a lot of people are citing to that comment saying, oh, he's, you know, going to rule against Trump. He might rule against Trump, but I don't think that's what he was saying, is that, you know, we're going to interpret what this means and we're not going to change the meaning, just like we're not going to change the meaning of the Second Amendment just because the type of weapons that are out there have changed. We're not going to change the 14th Amendment. So that's how I interpret it. Look, I think Roberts, just because of how he's been historically with Obamacare and other things, he's probably going to vote against the Trump administration. So this is going to come down, if Trump has a chance, it's going to be 5-4. I don't see this coming down favorably to Trump, you know, beyond that. And it may not come down favorably. But what I'm saying is this is an interesting question because the times have changed so much. And we just didn't, the concept of illegal immigration didn't exist back then. There's birthright citizenship, and the point John Sauer was making, you know, we're now in a situation where 8 billion people could fly here tomorrow if we had the airline capacity. But, you know, in theory, billions of people can come here and give birth, and they're now citizens. So I don't know how it's going to come out. I think I was surprised that Kagan seemed relatively neutral Gorsuch seemed relatively neutral. They all did, other than the usual suspects, which is Sotomayor and Brown Jackson, who were clear how they're going to vote.
Again, we're speaking with Bill Jacobson, founder of Legal Insurrection, Cornell Law. Okay, Bill, why is John Roberts this way? Who is this guy? What makes this guy tick?
I don't know. You know, he's kind of a legal blue blood. You know, he's somebody who came up through the elite ranks. He clerked for the right people. He went to the right law school. I forget if it was Yale or Harvard. You know, he's been, you know, a star since he was young, and I think he's got this sense of the judiciary and the need to somehow protect its neutrality, and so he bends over backward. But he's dealing with, you know, a Democratic Party that, you know, doesn't respect it. I mean, we're in this position because Joe Biden let millions of people into the country just by his say-so. You know, there's this whole thing that we're a federal court just ordered the administration to recognize 700,000 or 800,000 people who came here on an app that Joe Biden on his own just authorized them to come in. No law that said they could do that. And so we have a party that completely disrespects the Constitution, the laws when it comes to immigration. Yet we have a judiciary led by somebody who wants to act like none of this is going on. And we're just neutral. And the you know, the times may have changed, but the Constitution hasn't. You know, I don't think he, you know, knows what time it is, so to speak. That's a phrase you hear. I don't think he knows what time it is and that the Constitution in our country is under assault. And portraying this as some neutral academic intellectual exercise, you know, may achieve the exact opposite of what you want.
Bill, when are we going to know? One, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. I was just dooming and glooming so bad. But when are we going to know? How does this work from here? Is it tomorrow?
It's not going to be tomorrow. I can't predict, but it's not going to be tomorrow. The term ends June 30th. This term ends June 30th. It's extraordinary. Only emergency matters that they would rule on something later than that. So this is such a big case. My guess it's going to be the last opinion they release this term, so probably the last week in June. They generally hang on to the big ones, the biggest of the big, until the very end, either the last day or the second to last day. And so that's what I expect will happen here. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I don't know what's the weekend and what's not. But whatever that last couple of business days in June is probably what I'm going to hear.
Why? They just like keeping us in suspense? Why do they save the biggest ones for the end?
Yeah. Well, part of it is they need to get out of town before the riots. I'm half joking there, but only half joking. And two, they will have probably several decisions here. You know, you're going to have the majority opinion. You're going to have a bunch of concurring opinions. You're going to have multiple dissenting. On big cases like this, you know, they get a lot of opinions, and the way they work over there is that they circulate things internally before it's over. We know that in the abortion case, their practice of doing that ended up somebody leaking it, Alito's draft decision. So that's why they take longer. They take more consideration, and they know that this is going to be a big reaction. I mean, Trump was in the courtroom today. That never happens, okay? They know that this is going to be a big reaction. And, of course, you know, that's why they're going to take more time on it. I mean, it's just a very hot political, big political issue, and they tend to take more time on those.
Bill, I owe you. Thank you for educating us, as always. Bill Jacobson, thank you so much, sir. Oh, I don't feel as bad. Hey, coin toss is better than I thought. Coin toss is better than I thought. We'll take that. We'll take that with our relief factor is what we'll do. Relief factor can get rid of the physical pain. That's better. That's a good thing because we're going to have so much emotional pain when they totally screw us. Quit. That's all we can do is laugh about it. Look, you don't need to live with pain. The chronic nagging pain. You don't need to. Don't do that to yourself. Relief factor is there. You don't need pain pills. You don't need a prescription. You don't need to liquefy your kidneys. You need to go for the drug-free supplement, Relief Factor. Unique formula of natural ingredients. Your body's already fighting the inflammation. Your body just needs a little hand, needs a little help. Go to relieffactor.com and get it. 3 weeks is $19.95. You take it every day. You're about to feel so much better. Relieffactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, absolutely wonderful Wednesday. I feel better after talking to Bill. I feel like we have a chance. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still pretty sure we're totally screwed, but I feel like we have a chance on the birthright citizenship thing. Now, in a minute, I'm gonna dig into, just give me a second here, and I'm gonna dig into why won't Republicans get on board with this? Why are Republicans acting confused about this whole thing? Because there's a whole thing behind this on the right that we will discuss at length. Before we discuss that, I have to address something that Jewish producer Chris is mad about. Jewish producer Chris is mad because I am not discussing this. What is it? Artemis, Chris? Artemis? But the space launch thing where we're going to the moon and beyond the moon. This big NASA launch, they're launching people out into outer space, and all kinds of people are all excited about it. And Chris wants me to talk about it. However, this is one of those things, and I have things like this. I can't help it. I've just got to be honest with you at all times. This is one of those things where I differ from virtually everyone else in society. I probably differ from you on this whole thing. I don't care. Outer space, space travel, going to the moon. Here's a picture of Pluto. Could not matter less to me. Could not. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what if we're mining an asteroid? You know what, buddy? As soon as we go out there and actually grab something that is beneficial to all of mankind, you know, we mine some asteroid and then that turns into a power plant that gives everyone in Africa power. Then you'll get me to say, man, I get it. Totally worth it. To this point, I know you're mad at me about this. I know right now you're looking at the radio and you're yelling at me. I'm not trying to crap on your fun. I'm really not. No, I'm not, Chris. No, I'm not. I'm explaining why I don't care. I'm on Earth. I'm here on Earth. I don't understand why we continue to shovel billions of dollars towards space travel. Why? And then this is where someone will always step in. Oh, maybe you didn't see the pictures of Pluto. Okay. I saw a picture of Pluto. How does this benefit me? How does it benefit you? But they're going to the moon. Great. How does that benefit me? How does it make your life tangibly better in any way? No one can ever lay this out. So you always get these things, and I know I'm a jerk. I understand that. I am my father's son. You always get these things, but it's cool. There are lots of things that are really cool. Juggling is cool. It doesn't cost me billions of dollars. What, Chris? Chris said, what if we have to send an oil crew into space to blow up an asteroid? Yes, Chris, I too have seen Armageddon. Underrated movie. Again, if these days ever come where we mine a meteor and power Africa, where we have to send Bruce Willis and his oil crew into space to save the planet, if that day ever gets here, then I will say, you know what? All that space travel stuff, completely worth it and super, super interesting. I'm still waiting on that day. As of now, I'm glad that we have nuclear weapons in outer space. That's what, Chris? What? Chris said we don't. Chris, you buy that. Officially, I understand what the story is. Believe me, pal, they've got nuclear weapons in outer space. I bet you money on it. Anyway, I don't understand why it's supposed to be a big deal for me. I don't understand why you think it's a big deal. I just don't get it, and I'm fine with not getting it. And I'm not trying to crap on you. I'm glad you have something you like. But we're going to gather around, and we're going to launch the space thing and whatnot. I did that once as a kid, and everybody died. What, Chris? Chris said, a private company, would you be interested in space tourism? Go into the space for like 5 minutes and come back down. Maybe. The reason I say maybe is I would need to know what responsibilities I have here on Earth. It's not that I'm against risks. I take risks in my life, but right now I still have two sons at home. I have a wife. I have responsibilities. I have people to care for. I would have a hard time justifying having a five-minute adventure so I could pull out my iPhone and snap a picture of Earth from outer space. I can get the same picture right now on Google without ever going into outer space. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Maybe you don't get why the right is still kind of acting dumb about the whole birthright citizenship thing. I will explain that next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.